is another public service announcement. You can believe it or you can doubt it. Let us begin now with the cow. The way it gets to your plate and how. The cow doesn't grow fast enough for man. So through his greed, he makes a faster plan. He has drugs to make the cow grow quicker. Through the stress, the cow gets sicker. 21 different drugs are pumped into the cow in one big lump. So just before it dies, it cries in the slaughterhouse full of germs and flies. Off with the head. They pack it, drain it, and cart it. And there it is in your local supermarket. Red and bloody, a corpse neatly packed. And you wonder about heart attacks? Come on now, man, let's be for real. You are what you eat is the way I feel. But the Food and Drug Administration will tell you meat is the perfect combination. See, cows live under fear and stress, trying to think what's gonna happen next. Fear and stress can become a part of you. In your cells and blood, this is true. So when the cow is killed, believe it. You preserve those cells, you freeze it. Thaw it out with the blood and season it. Then you sit down and begin eating it. In your body, its structure becomes your structure. All the fear and stress of another. Any drug is addictive by any name. Even drugs in meat, they are the same. The FDA has America strung out on drugs and beef, no doubt. So if you think that what I say is a bunch of crap, tell yourself you're gonna try and stop eating meat and you'll see you can't compete. It's the number one drug on the street, not crack, cause that was made for just black but ground beef for all American teeth. Life brings life, death brings death. Keep on eating the dead and what's left. Absolute disease and negative. Read the book How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad. It's a brown paperback for anybody, either white or black. See how many cows must be pumped up fatter. How many rats gotta fall in the batter. How many chickens that eat shit you eat. How much high blood pressure you get from pig feet. See, you'll consume, the FDA can care less. They'll sell you donkey meat and say it's fresh.
For 1990, you suckers.